You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, men and women, we're talking about how Satan is attacking families, and he does it through attacking marriage. Because with marriage, you got the husband, you got the wife, you got the kids, he wants to destroy it all. So men, does your wife have flaws? Look at your own self and think about how much Jesus loves you in spite of the flaws that you have. Do you think that you're supposed to love your wife in spite of her flaws? Do you think that she loves you in spite of your flaws? In fact, because Jesus loved us so much, he covers our flaws so that we're perfect. And that's what a husband is commanded to do with his wife. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. The most important thing besides our salvation we have is our family, and it's a war, and Satan is seeking to destroy us, and we have to fight like our lives depend on it, because it does. Literally, it does. Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. You know, let me tell you, women, women's lib has destroyed your biblical role, and they've brainwashed you into thinking that you shouldn't submit. Well, I understand it's hard to submit to Billy Bob that's not a godly man, but if there's a godly man out there, you should be willing and want and just do it because you want to do it to be the biblical wife. There's verses in the Bible that instruct a woman to submit to her husband. But did you know that there are more verses that tell a husband he's supposed to love his wife than tell the woman that she's supposed to submit? What a lot of men don't realize is that a woman can't submit to a man that she can't trust. It's logical, but we don't think about it. If she doesn't know that he will give his life for her, die for her, and protect her, she can't trust him and can't submit to him. Even if she wants to mentally, she can't emotionally. Men, would you submit to yourself if you were the wife? Would you? Think about after Adam and Eve sinned, here is what God said the role of a woman would be. Genesis 3:16, to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. He put that desire, that want for the woman to submit to you, and God has placed this need for her husband and to submit to her husband. But at the same time, the appointed husband has to be the spiritual head of the family. A woman can't be happy unless the husband is godly, and she can place that trust in him.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.